Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
So, just as the Democrats, J.B. Pritzker of Illinois and Brandon Johnson, trying to make the argument, he's the mayor of Chicago, trying to make the argument that actually the reason that Trump wants to send the National Guard in is because he has dementia and he's going insane, right? Like no other president until now has ever done immigration enforcement until Trump lost his mind, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And we've never had any president that had any mental issues before.
No, none that I can remember. Yeah, how about you?
Nope. Nothing comes to mind.
Nothing comes to mind. Because as we now know, Democrats, and I swear they must have sat around and agreed to this, Lee.
Yeah.
History begins now in January of 2024. Really, maybe January 2025, I should say, actually. History begins in January 2025. And nothing happened before that, like ever.
Mm-mm.
There was no auto pen. Nope. There was no Joe Biden. I mean, none of that happened.
There was no bribery from foreign officials. There was no nepotism going on. There was no special treatment for certain politicians and family members with regard to pardons. There was no prosecution of, political enemies. None of that happened.
Oh, no. Corrupt deals with criminal elements in Ukraine. And the reason we know that is because the CIA deleted it at Joe Biden's request. So it didn't happen. Anyway, they say he's demented. Trump is demented. That's why he's crazy. And So Donald Trump has gone crazy. And he's sent in the troops because he has dementia, they say, just as he announces this historic peace deal.
Right. Yeah.
That he cut while he was crazy and demented.
Right. Yeah.
So that just blew up in their faces, as things do for the Democrats, so much, so often. But whatever, I wish them luck with that. So anyway, cutting this historic peace deal, the thing that's so historic about it, really, is that it's just the countries, the people he brought together, that's kind of unprecedented to get everybody in the Middle East around the same table agreeing to something really is unprecedented. But I guess there's a lot of euphoria right now on television on our side, and there should be, because Trump is the master deal maker. He is the master foreign relations deal maker. But I'm not excited, and I'm not going to lie to you. Hamas only did this because Israel slaughtered their leadership. They need more. Yep. That leadership is in prison in Israel right now. Israel is incredibly foolish to let them out, but we're gonna. So to me, Hamas is doing exactly what I would do at this point. They have fought to a draw. Their leadership is dead. And the generation of fighters they need, the 1,700, they're in prison in Israel. We're gonna trade 250 brutal, and I mean people sentenced to life in prison for the brutality of the crimes they committed. We're going to trade, 250 of them basically for every Israeli. So, I mean, I'm not enthusiastic about this at all.
Yeah. I mean, the concept, yes, but the execution, well, if you pardon the unintended pun there, is regrettable.
It is. And to see that number, it just absolutely demeans the life of every Israeli lost on October 7th. I have no enthusiasm for this deal. I know how it's going to end. Hamas knows how it's going to end. The only way to keep it from ending the way it's going to end is the complete militarization of Gaza. And as soon as we let these 1,700 out of the Israeli prison, which is madness, they could end up here in a future Democrat administration. We begin killing them one by one. We just let them, let them out on the range. You could gun them down. These people are mass murderers. Every one of them has blood on their hands. These are not people who got caught in some sting operation. Yeah. You got to understand. And when you look at the history here, Yahya Sinwar, the architect of October 7th, where, let me remind you, there's a video. You ever see something you shouldn't have watched? You regret it afterward. You can never get it out of your head.
Yeah.
I will never forget. From the Hamas publicity feed, they execute a 12-year-old in front of his family. Yeah, typical Hamas stuff, right? Stuff that the Democrats in Congress will never answer for. And Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens just don't want to talk about. They execute him in front of his family. And his brother keeps saying, "Mommy's dead. He's dead. Mommy's dead." She's trying to save her other two children. She says, "No, he's just sleeping. It's okay. He's sleeping. Just remain calm." And Hamas is just filming to see what the family will do. They think this is funny. If you think you can deal with that, if you think you can do anything but kill that to get peace, you're delusional. So I'm not going to play the happy games today. I'm not happy. I'm not. Nobody else should be too. But the fact that Trump can bring these people together, period, is good for the Middle East. Long term, it's not good for Israelis, and it's not good for all the innocent people these released, Hamas fighters are going to kill. Yahya Sinwar, the architect of October 7th, spent, just to remind you, 22 years in an Israeli prison studying Hebrew, analyzing Israeli society, planning his revenge. He was released in 2011 in the Shalit deal, along with 1,026 other prisoners, just like those that'll go out the door. He used his freedom to orchestrate the deadliest day in Israel's history. And I will never get the death of that 12-year-old out of my mind again because of that. Never mind the raped women who were dragged through the streets, spit on him, you know, all this stuff. They did. The hang gliders, all of it. They're going out the door. Honestly, I'd rather just not have a peace deal. It's just keep them behind bars. Let's not have a peace deal. And I don't know, turn Gaza into a strip mall or something. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. But
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm not excited. We've done this before. I know how it ends. And one of the people who really, really, nailed this and explained, like, okay, why are they even willing to do this? It's really because of what Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu did with Qatar and how, I'll just play it.
This all started, in my view, on September 9th. The Israelis launched an attack in the heart of Doha, Qatar. That's where the Hamas leadership was based. The Qataris thought that no one would ever hit them. No one would ever dare to do this. And the moment that that happened, the moment the Israelis took that initiative, I think the Qataris looked around, they said, wait a minute, We need a little help here from the United States. We want protection. Can you offer us protection? And Donald Trump swooped in. I got to say, this was a stroke of brilliance. The man said, okay, you know, we can help you. We can make sure that you're never attacked again. But you have to bring Hamas to heel. You've got to end this war. And that's what happened with Qatar.
So we brought them to the table really quick. But, I mean, that's Jonathan Sandor of Defense of Democracies. But the real reason he explains it here, this is happening, Hamas just couldn't fight anymore.
Number one, Hamas was defeated a long time ago. I mean, they are a shadow of themselves. The United States continue to provide the weapons to Israel despite all the pressure, despite all of the condemnation all around the world. I think Donald Trump held his ground. It was a remarkable show of fortitude to stand by our ally and to let them finish this war. Hamas really couldn't continue fighting. They were too weak to fight. And I think they just needed a little push over the edge to finally quit this war. And I do think that that's what's happened.
Yeah, they need new fighters. Their fighters are in Israeli prison. This is a logical next step for them. So.
Well, I also think that there's a lot of other things that are going on outside and adjacent to the Middle East that the Trump administration is doing from an economic standpoint that is influencing other countries that have had an ancillary effect on the conflict and have been somewhat, if not supportive of Hamas, at least looking the other way and critical of Israel. And I think that's that. There's a lot of things behind the scenes, I think, that have been happening over the past few months that have culminated in this event that we see now.
Yes. So, yeah, no, and it's part of a larger framework for the Middle East. It's an excellent deal in terms of who Trump brought to the table and the fact they're talking and cooperating. That is fantastic, and I'm not going to take that away from him. And I didn't mean this to sound like I'm bashing Trump. It's just Hamas is impossible to deal with. You can only kill them.
Yeah, I can't disagree with that analysis, yeah.
Yeah.
There's just, you know, I mean, you are looking at an organization whose very existence is anti-Semitic, bigoted, and racist. And xenophobic.
And keep in mind, one of my favorite stories out of this whole thing was this guy who lives in Gaza. He is, I guess, technically Palestinian. He is a peace activist, and he made the mistake of going out and protesting. He lived less than a day after that. His body was dumped on his parents' front door by the Hamas government there in Gaza. So that's how they treat their own flesh and blood, their own people who say, hey, we just want to have peace here. We just want to stop the killing.
Yeah, Hamas doesn't ban your social media account. No. They just simply kill you when you disagree with them.
That's Hamas right there.
And that's who these Democrats are supporting.
Yes, absolutely. That's who they are supporting.
That's who Palestinian protesters are supporting.
Yeah. If you want to, you know, just Google being gay in Gaza, it means being dead. So, and they pick you up and torture you a few times first, but then they kill you. I mean, so these are not good people. These are not, you know, nice equal partners in a peace deal. They're just refueling. They need new leadership. All their leadership's dead.
There may be honor among thieves, but there is no honor among terrorists.
No, there really isn't. So I'm terrified of them getting out again. As long as they're out, they could end up here. It's not impossible because the Canadian government does almost no vetting at all for terrorists. And so Hamas terrorists could very easily drive right across that Canadian border. That's the big risk there. Canada actually let far more terrorists into America, you know, at the northern border than at the southern border. So we're in danger from these people, too. It's not just Israel and over there. And to cut any kind of deal to let them out of prison, to me, is irresponsible. I don't know. But what can I do? I don't know. We'll see.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering. In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.